Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we have a new leaked email from Elon Musk that gives us a little bit more clarity on some rumors that we talked about earlier this week. We also have some updates from China. We've got a new huge delivery center there and some rumors about production, updates from Elon on the FSD beta, including the rollout plan, and a couple other items as well. Another pretty quiet day for Tesla stock, finishing up 0.1% to $754.86. The NASDAQ finished down 0.25%. All right, so first up, we have Reuters reporting on a leaked email from Elon Musk to Tesla employees asking them to go super hardcore to, quote, ensure a decent Q3 delivery number, end quote. Unfortunately, they don't share the entire body of the email, but they do share some direct quotes here. So first reads, quote, "The end of quarter delivery wave is unusually high this time, as we suffered, like the whole industry, from extremely severe parts shortages earlier this quarter," end quote. He also said that Tesla's built a lot of cars with missing parts that needed to be added later, and that this is the biggest wave in Tesla history. So this gives us a little bit more context on a report that we had talked about on Tuesday from Electrek, which was reporting on a company-wide conference call, during which Elon apparently said that September will be the craziest month for deliveries Tesla will ever have. I mentioned at the time my suspicion that that may not be an exact quote. Since it was from a call, something may not have been transcribed perfectly. So I was a little bit skeptical of the will ever have portion of that, because obviously deliveries are going to continue to ramp up, and that quarterly delivery wave, that'll probably still exist next quarter with even more deliveries. So this email here saying this is the biggest wave in Tesla history and not mentioning going forward, that tracks a little bit better. But if Elon really did say that this will be the craziest month that Tesla will ever have, the missing parts component that this email adds would make that make a lot more sense, because hopefully that is not the case in future quarters as well. Anyway, to me, the most interesting part of that email is Elon saying extremely severe part shortages earlier this quarter, which I think is a good counterbalance to some of the numbers that we went through yesterday on what production could be if Tesla manages to work through those things. I've got a lot of confidence in Tesla to be able to do that very well, maybe through some creative practices like installing some parts at service or delivery center, but the potential impact is certainly not something that should be ignored. That said, a lot of these things are short-term in nature, so really doesn't make a whole lot of difference to me, other than the fact that, as I've said, I'm very excited to see what kind of numbers Tesla can put up in Q3 just to show the strength of the business. What this may also do is cause a bigger spread between deliveries and production. Again, something I don't really care about, but something that will impact the Q3 financials. If part shortages have further exacerbated the already occurring quarterly wave, where everything is already backloaded into the final month, that may just create a little bit too much pressure for all those to actually end up getting delivered. A little bit more on the positive end of the spectrum, Elon did note that they were experiencing extremely severe part shortages earlier this quarter, which I think it would be pretty fair to interpret that things have improved since that period of time. Doesn't mean they're fully resolved, and could still make sense to note within the context of this delivery wave, but I do think it'd be a little bit unusual to use phrasing like that if the part shortages were either getting worse or persisting to be about the same level. So I wouldn't say huge confidence, but my initial read on that would be that things seem to be improving. All right, let's stay on deliveries and production here for a little bit longer. We have news here from Jay in Shanghai on Twitter that Tesla today has officially opened Asia's largest Tesla delivery center located in Beijing. A few photos shared here, and it looks really great to me, even some massage chairs in the lobby there. Always exciting to see the newest step in Tesla's infrastructure being built out. Couple other notes here that I have on China, kind of in the context of the production episode that we went through yesterday. I have heard a rumor that there may be a week shutdown for Shanghai in September, so we may have to temper our expectations for the month based on that. Obviously, we'll keep an eye and see if we have any other evidence of that occurring. Plus, you combine that with this email from Elon talking about extreme part shortages earlier in the quarter, then maybe the number that we have there for Fremont could be a little bit high as well. I still feel good about Q3, but it is important to take in all that information. Now, on the other hand, what I've also heard for China is that they will continue to ramp up and that the production target for October is even higher. So maybe if we do see a week of downtime or so in September, that could enable even another step up for Q4. I'm sure over the next few weeks, we'll get more information on that. Moving on then, we've got a couple of updates from Elon Musk on the status and eventual rollout plan of FSD beta. Elon replying to Holmars, who was asking for details on that rollout, saying, quote, "Expansion will be gradual based on ensuring maximum safety," end quote. So this is another instance where it is important to look really closely at what Elon says, because you may remember last week when he tweeted about the beta button, he said he was hoping that 10.1 would be good enough for, quote, "a public opt-in request button," End quote. Request there now being the obviously operative word. Elon today now clarifying that expansion will be gradual. So I think case of good news, bad news here. The good news being that with expansion being gradual, I think we're more likely to actually see that beta button in 10.1, hopefully in a couple of weeks. But then the bad news being that doesn't sound like everyone will be able to get it right away. I don't think there's a great way for Tesla to handle this. I'm guessing they're probably going to look at those individual vehicles' safety records and do their best to select the safest pool of drivers that they can find in the earlier stages. I do think that's probably smarter and safer for Tesla to do rather than dropping it on everybody at once, but comes with the downside of maybe not being the most fair to some customers that obviously have already paid, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 for FSD. I think it's likely that the worst outcome would be for Tesla to drop this on everybody and then see a spike in accidents just because of that and people testing it. That would obviously draw a ton of media attention, probably misleadingly so in many cases, potentially regulatory attention with NHTSA already looking at autopilot. So I think there's a lot of merit to a cautious, gradual rollout, but I do also think that it's justifiable if that feels unfair. Anyway, probably also unfair to spend too much time speculating on that because we don't know the exact details of how a rollout might look yet. The other comment that Elon made on the beta was that, quote, "The build I'm driving right now is almost there. FSD 10 will blow your mind," end quote. Next up here, we've got some nice recognition for Zach Kirkhorn, Tesla's CFO slash master of coin. He is recognized on Fortune's 40 under 40 list this year. Unfortunately, not any really new details in the little blurb that they write. They mention Tesla stock price appreciation, how Tesla has now moved to a little bit more of overpromising and under-delivering. A little bit hit and miss on that, but definitely have moved in that direction. But nothing new in there for people that have followed Zach and followed Tesla. But either way, congrats to Zach for that recognition. Next, we've got some news from New York, where new Governor Kathy Hochul has signed a bill into law yesterday to require by 2035 all passenger vehicles sold in New York to be emissions-free. So yes, that is a long ways out, but those deadlines can have an impact on the market much earlier, and it looks like New York is intending to create a detailed plan for zero emissions vehicle development by 2023, and at that point, that could include significant incentives or penalties. The state is also looking at developing regulation to reduce emissions from trucks, potentially mandating a certain percentage of trucks sold to be zero emissions beginning with the 2025 model year and increasing in terms of percentage thereafter. So we'll have to watch and see what develops there. Obviously, what New York does, other states could follow. Next, a quick update on the persisting Apple car rumors. So we had last talked about Apple looking to potentially partner with Toyota. Well, the latest update here from Mac Rumors, citing a report out of Korea, is that Apple has now decided to work on the EV independently. If they're just now making a call like that, that should show how far this project still has to go. As I've said before, I am very bearish on Apple's prospects here. Next, a quick update on Ford. Ford has announced that they will be shutting down their factories in India. They're going to record a $2 billion restructuring charge. And while they won't be exiting the country in its entirety, they will scale back significantly. Apparently, over the last decade, they have accumulated operating losses of $2 billion in India. And that is before considering these additional $2 billion of restructuring charges. On average, Ford has sold about 80,000 vehicles per year in India. But that is really it for today then. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday, September 10th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.